Welcome to St. Andrew's podcast on Sunday, 27th of September, 2020. My name's Reverend Nick White. God the Builder. In September and October this year, we're exploring what it means to be the church with the help of the letter to the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1 reminded us that through Christ, those who follow Jesus have been chosen and adopted as beloved children of God. Ephesians 2 encouraged us to see the church as God's people and members of God's household, a diverse family united in Christ. Now, right at the end of chapter 2 comes a building metaphor. Let's read. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 to 22. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord, and in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. New build. The temple in Jerusalem was the religious heart of the Jewish people, where they believed that God had promised to dwell. Tom Wright says that around the time of Jesus, it was, many believed, the place where earth and heaven met. However, in 70 AD, the actual physical temple building was destroyed. The author of Ephesians, almost certainly writing after that event, teaches that God had been working on a new building project. In Christ, God was constructing a very different sort of temple in which to dwell. This was a metaphorical temple, the community of people who follow Jesus, no longer limited to one place. As Paul says to the church in Corinth, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?" 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 16 to 17. God is not distant from his people. God chooses to make his home with those who follow Jesus all around the world. It's worth noting that the you in that verse is plural, not singular. This is about a community, not individuals. God's presence is most revealed in the community of people who follow Jesus, in our relationships with one another, and especially in our love for one another. It is by this above all else that others will know that we are the disciples of Jesus. It's important to remember that this does not limit God's presence to the visible church, whether the people who are the church or the buildings in which we gather for worship. Scripture teaches that the Spirit of God is at work throughout the world, bringing to birth God's new creation. And the church must keep watch for the signs of God at work in the world so that we can join in. I wonder what signs of God's presence and what signs of God at work have you noticed lately in the life of the church and in the wider world? Cornerstone. Our Bible reading speaks of God putting in place some good foundations for his building project. The teaching and example of the apostles and prophets. In part, this seems to echo Jesus' words to Peter. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. That's from Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. God is building this temple, not only on the foundation of the apostles, but around Christ Jesus as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together. This phrase may have actually been alluding to Jesus as being like the keystone in a stone archway. This is the stone at the top and in the centre, which keeps the two sides of the archway together. That would certainly fit with the context of Ephesians chapter 2, talking about how Jesus is bringing Jews and Gentiles together as one people in God's new creation. However, the cornerstone is traditionally the first stone laid for a structure, with all the other stones laid in relation to it. This ensured that remains of the original building were preserved with the structure throughout its life. This is definitely the sense in which the term is used in another passage of Scripture, which picks up this metaphor of God's people being like a building. 1 Peter chapter 2 puts it like this. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. That's 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 8. Here, the reference is to Jesus as the living stone, stone with a capital S, rejected and killed, but raised to life as God's chosen Saviour. And the reference is to the church, the members of the church, as living stones. Peter goes on to refer to two Old Testament passages about a cornerstone. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16 and Psalm 118 verse 22. Through both of these, Peter is implying that Jesus is that cornerstone spoken of in the Old Testament. So in God's building project, we are each ordinary stones, nothing special in themselves, and not all the same. But God is choosing us, placing us, building us together around Jesus, the cornerstone. And as he does so, we become more than the sum of its parts, just as a building is more than just a load of bricks. A people who reflect his glory. That's what we become. That's what God is building. In this new temple made of living stones, Jesus is the first building block. Everything else should be related to him. Indeed, without Jesus at the centre, the church really ceases to be God's people. I wonder what practices help us to keep Jesus at the centre of our life together. Another building analogy which I find quite helpful is to imagine that Jesus is like the cement that holds his people together. In these challenging times, it's easy to retreat into cliques of like-minded people. But instead, let's keep our eyes on Jesus through the teaching of the scriptures. We hope that the weekly St. Andrew's podcast and blog will help with this. Passive or active? Every metaphor has its limitations. I mean, are we to be passive stones, just cemented into position? Is there nothing for us to do? Will we just get weathered and deteriorate over time? If you read the rest of Ephesians, you'll be in no doubt that following Jesus is a way of life, and that God is wanting us to grow, to become more like Jesus, and that we all have a part to play in that. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says, "I will build my church." That's Matthew 16, verse 18. And then later in the Gospel, he instructs his followers to go and make disciples. That's in Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20. Actually, these two statements are intertwined, as God often works through people. But perhaps in this bewildering time, we need to trust God with the big picture. We need to trust that God is the architect of his church. And we can put our energy into making disciples, into encouraging each other to keep following Jesus, and to inviting others to join us on that journey. In practice, how about committing to stay in touch with 4 or 5 other people on a regular basis? Use whatever ways are permitted and practical. whether online, on the phone, or in person, maybe out for a walk together. And when we gather, in whatever way we gather, let's pray together. Let's read the Bible together, and let's learn from it together. Let's care for one another and encourage one another to keep on following Jesus, to tell, serve, and give. Then, as we seek to be faithful disciples, let's trust God to build his church. Loving God, please help each one of us to follow you faithfully, to encourage one another, and to play our part in helping others to become your disciples. And we pray that in this bewildering time, full of uncertainty, that you would build your church, and that you would help each one of us to cope with whatever life throws at us, and to be faithful disciples. Amen. Questions for further reflection or discussion. 1. What signs of God's presence and what signs of God at work in the world have you noticed lately? It might be in the life of the church or in the wider world. 2. What practices help us to keep Jesus at the centre of our life together? What practices help us to keep Jesus at the centre? And 3. How does this metaphor of the church as God's building speak to you and speak into your life and into the life of your church?